This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just funded the police.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Peace officers like training and support. I put yes.
Yeah. All right, good. Okay, yeah. Good.
By the way, this has been really fun. So Carson and BJ have been helping me fill out my ballot. And here's the one we can't figure out. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the modification of certain deadlines in connection with specified elections? What?
Yeah, I don't know what the deadlines are currently.
Yeah.
And there's only certain ones.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't know. Yes or no.
And then you told me to put FU on one of them. I forget which one that was.
Yeah, FU. One that wanted to raise taxes.
Yeah, you said to put
FU. They wanted to raise taxes.
So I put FU.
And I said, nope, so put FU.
Hope this isn't, you know, still valid because I put FU.
Hope they get the message.
Oh, this is...
Somebody that works for the ballots is going to pick one up and go, oh, that's Jamie.
Yeah.
I heard it on the air. I heard it on the air this morning.
BJ told me put it, so
she
I did.
She got FU on there. That's Jamie Wikes.
I put that. Oh, my God. And we were guessing, Schmidel, since I funded the police, we were guessing you defunded him.
Which one's that?
No. We got him with vets.
Oh,
remember vets?
Yeah.
Because I said you probably hate vets.
Yeah, because I don't want them to have to pay any more taxes because they're vets.
Right.
So I support the vets.
Yeah,
and we
support
said
the vets.
You don't like vets, so you probably said no.
Yeah. If you're a vet, what it's saying on there is that if you're a vet, no matter...
Not like a vet that works on dogs.
Yeah, no, if you are like a military, ex-military, I don't care if you served 2 years, 3 years, you didn't go into combat, whatever, you deserve all the benefits you can get
from
the government.
I said that
Spadil probably voted no on that one, that they can't get it.
Do you remember what you voted?
You remember?
I actually haven't voted yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to do it today when I got home.
Yeah, you'll vote no. I know you.
Yeah.
You're that kind of person. You're that kind of person that likes to go out on the weekend with your little paintball and play war games, but you'll say no to the vets.
Yep. By the way, we're just kidding. He loves vets.
He loves vets.
I don't even know why we did that.
It's an attempt at humor. That's what that is, folks. It's an attempt at humor. And it's a horrible attempt. It comes up way short.
I mean, like,
but it's all I got.
At some point, it's got to stop for this poor guy.
I have a teammate on my team who is in the Space Force right now.
See?
Yeah. He's a master sergeant.
Oh, my God.
He's an NCO.
So we love vets.
Yeah.
We
and
love
so
vets.
Does, and so does Schmidel.
Yeah, I love vets.
But are you going to defund the police? You better not.
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 You better not. You son of a...
I have to read that one.
Listen.
Dude.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Does it raise taxes?
No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. No, that one doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It reallocates.
Doesn't. Yeah.
Oh, reallocates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You better...
If you do,
I'm gonna...
not even show up Monday. Do not come back here.
I don't think we can say that. That's what? Like, because we are threatening him.
Yeah, like threatening his job, basically. Yeah.
I don't think that's legal, BJ.
All right. Well,
do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want on Monday. I advise you not to come in.
Oh my God!
I'm advising. I didn't tell him he could.
Again, this is just an attempt at humor. All right, this is all just an attempt.
I got to read that one, though.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Oh, somebody said to put no on all the judges. I did that. I put no on all the judges.
Why? A lot of people do that.
Why? Yeah.
Just so that there's
turnover.
Turnover, yeah.
You want turnover, man. You don't want the same people.
What if they're a good judge, though? What if you got a good judge kicked out of court?
Yeah. What about that?
Oh, well. I don't really have a comeback on that one.
Oh, my God. This voting thing is... We should do our own podcast about this.
Yeah.
So that way it won't be an FCC thing. We could just do a podcast about this, because this is hilarious. Oh, God. All right. Anyway, moving on. I'm in tabloid trash, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So Travis Kelce, he is part of Jason Kelce's album called Philly Christmas Special. Here's a clip of the song. It's called Christmas in Cleveland, sung by Travis Kelce.
Oh, hang on a second. I got to find it. I'm running a little bit behind over here. Hang on. Here it is.
Wandering the streets of my hometown. Must have been years since I've been home. It's Christmas time in Cleveland Heights. It's Christmas time.
I'm getting some John Legend vibes.
If this radio station plays that song, I will quit. I swear, I will walk out of here and kick doors. I will quit if we play that tune. I swear.
It sounded a little John Legend-y, didn't it?
I'll quit.
Okay.
I will quit. If that goes into rotation on here,
well,
I'd rather hear Taylor Swift.
I guess you'll be outside with Schmidl.
You know, are you Schmidl's threatening him?
He's going to throw it in there, you know,
one day. Oh, my God. Yep.
One random day. You're not going to be expecting it.
Oh, Lord. All right. The World Series. Sorry, scissors. The World Series was won by the LA Dodgers.
Woo!
I love the Dodgers.
Yep.
Here is the final out.
The Dodgers, a strike away from a championship, from a proper celebration. Start the party, Los Angeles. Your Dodgers have won the series.
Man, you got to figure that the TV stations, Fox, I think, carried it, right? You got to figure they're really upset over this, simply because it's over.
It is over.
It's over. They wanted seven games out of this.
Yeah, they wanted game seven so bad.
Yeah, they only got, what, four, five?
Five,
right?
Yeah.
They wanted the other two, man. That's a lot of revenue.
Yeah, well, and also, don't they pay to play them or whatever? Don't they, like, for the rights, the broadcast rights?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you want the whole stretch.
Yeah, you get Major League Baseball writing you a check. You've got the deal. You know, you've got all the sponsors, everything, and you got the two biggest cities in America. You got New York and LA, man.
Joy Behar. This is very awkward. So there's Joy Behar is on with some chick named Sarah Hines on The View. I don't watch it. Sorry, but I don't. And I guess she thought she'd be funny and tell Sarah Hines, her parents were in the audience and they're real, real old. And she was like, your daughter, another woman. Here's the clip.
Sarah,
yes,
is on the podcast today with her fabulous parents who are here with us today. Yes.
So I'm going to ask her a question.
Yeah,
are you going to bring up that lesbian relationship you said you had?
Yeah.
Or not?
Dad, earmuffs.
You know,
earmuffs.
Back at Smith.
You can actually listen to any podcast.
Yes.
Now it's on. That Joy is not on right now.
I'm not on this one.
It's a good thing my dad doesn't always watch.
That's right.
But now he does.
Oh, my.
I guess she's kind of mad because she had told them off air about this lesbian incident she had.
And she mentions it on the podcast?
And she mentions it to her parents right there in front of her.
The picture of the mom?
She does
you
not
see
look
that?
Happy.
Her mom looks like she is shocked.
Yeah.
Like, what? What?
If I was this Sarah chick, I'd be like, they were just kidding. It was a joke.
Could be a lawsuit.
It could be, actually.
Down the road.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you've got to be, you know, you've got to act on air when they're doing The View like you're all happy. It's no big deal that you leaked it out there that I like women, you know, blah, blah, right. blah. But then when the camera shut down, you hate Joy.
Well, remember, we know now some of the old past View people have talked about how they hate each other.
Yeah.
I mean, women are catty as hell.
And they want you to think that they all get along. They're wonderful friends. And mm-hmm. Nah, they hate each other.
Although, I will say this.
What?
Do you know I've never been to your house?
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
Neither have I.
Nope.
I've never been to his house.
Me either.
I've been to his house.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, you're all correct. I don't really know what to come back with, but yeah, you're all correct. You two have never been. Spadil has. All right, gotcha.
All right, there you go. Tell a trash.
What's your point? Was there a point with that or something?
I just haven't been to
your house. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Probably the number one feature on this program. In fact, maybe the number one feature that's ever been on radio. It is called BJ's Lock Up Lunch. You like that? Lock Up Lunch.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were eight and your head
now I'm with BJ
treats,
doing locked up lunches.
The men and women of law enforcement on
fire.
All right, here's the way it works. We have a friend.
Oh,
works he lives at the federal prison. Yeah, he's incarcerated. He's been there since 2020. I'm not sure what he did.
Yeah.
His name's Nolan. He is inmate number 68444. And on the air here, he wrote us and he said, "Hey guys, I heard you talking about P. Diddy going to prison. And in the federal, whatever we have for lunch here and our meals, because I was wondering what P. Diddy is eating for lunch."
Remember, P. Diddy was complaining about his food, too.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I said that, and the guy said, "Hey, I can send you the menu. I'll give you the menu and what we have here at the federal prison. They're happening there, too, so we know exactly what P. Diddy is eating."
Uh-huh.
So I thought that'd be a great feature. We'll go through the menu every day in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll say what that day is on the menu for the inmates out there.
Okay, question. Like, do you ever drive home and think to yourself, that really is ridiculous?
I can honestly say no. I've never felt that way, ever.
I actually had someone come up to me, a random listener I have never met before in my life. I was at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, is that real? Like, do you guys get pen pals? Like, do people write in from prison?
Yeah,
and I was
do.
Like, we couldn't make it up if we tried.
No, we could not. That's true.
Well, of course it's real.
Yeah.
That, what an insult.
Why would anybody make this up?
I know. We're reading the menu.
Can we get to the lockup lunch,
yeah,
please?
We're on Thursday.
By the way, hang on, Jamie.
I am here.
I know you got a flight to catch, but I've got things to say here.
Okay. All right.
Next week, because, you know, they repeat every week with the same lunch menu. Next week, I'm going to do assisted living lunch. Okay?
Oh, my
so
God.
I need, if you live in an assisted living facility.
They're not listening.
All right.
They
Mabel,
can't hear the radio.
Leroy, Billy Bob, whatever. Whomever you are, send me a lunch menu, please.
Oh, my God.
This is important as voting is.
That,
send it over so I can go through the assisted living menu we can do that next week here
I think
on the
that's
program.
Too much. I think
just this one little feature and then we move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to be known for this.
Again.
Then we're going to be doing hotel menus and stuff.
How are we ever going to get a Marconi Award by doing this?
Listen. I'm trying to be serious here, all right? You know as well as I do, we started this on Monday. Yeah. Ratings came out on Tuesday, and we are number one with a bullet, man.
By a mile.
And a lot of it has to do with this.
This is so funny. When I saw how far away we are from everybody else, right, I was like, BJ's going to take credit for this.
That's not a coincidence, guys. I mean, that is a well-planned, you know, strategy that I've pulled off here.
All right,
can we get to the lunch, the lockup lunch?
Yeah, it's Thursday. Yeah, today is Thursday.
Yeah. By the way, there are certain days out there at the prison that they feed these guys with a strategic plan.
Uh-huh.
You know, I call it rush to flush.
Oh my.
You know, the toilet. And today's going to be a rush to flush day, all right, out of prison. All right, let's start with breakfast this morning. Breakfast on a Thursday morning, Halloween. You would think with the holiday, Halloween, maybe something a little different, like pumpkin pie or something.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Nah, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Well, they're locked up, man. That's the way it is. All right, we start off today with bran flakes. That's your rush to flush.
Shut up, Schmidt.
I think I can stop right there. That's pretty much the punchline, isn't it? Bran flakes will be for breakfast.
Okay, yeah.
If you choose not to do the bran flakes, you can go with coffee cake this morning.
Okay.
All right, now, for lunch, when the feds prison guys start lining up for lunch, today you're going to have a choice of either baked chicken.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good, right?
Yep.
Or you can choose the pinto beans, a bowl of beans. Okay, there you go.
That doesn't sound very filling.
Yeah. I don't think you want your cellmate to do it, you know. Say, Larry, come on, man. Go with the chicken today, all right?
Don't do the beans.
All right, man. All right, and then for dinner, let's top this little sucker off for your Halloween at 5:30 this afternoon. Chicken fajitas.
Ooh. Whoa, do you think they get all the fixings?
I would think so.
Wow.
I mean, don't the prisons have their own gardens?
I don't know.
Maybe the peppers and all that stuff.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty nice of them.
Well, it's a federal prison.
That is, man.
We don't cut corners
people
there.
People commit crime.
Yeah. You got chicken fajitas for dinner. If you're vegetarian out at the prison, and yes, they take care of the vegetarian inmates out there, you can get tofu fajitas.
Was that hard for you to say?
Tofu fajitas. Tofu fajitas.
Tofu fajitas. Whoa, that is hard to say. Everybody say it in your car.
Tofu fajitas.
Do it again. One more time.
Tofu fajitas.
No, I go fafi.
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
There you go. By the way, on Textnet at 51059, go ahead and let me know how much you enjoy. How much you enjoy this feature of Lock Up Lunch. And also, go ahead and convince Jamie, Carson, and the rest of the crew here that assisted living lunch next week is a brilliant idea. Okay? I'd like to hear from you if you don't mind. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Sorry, I got caught
off guard. Reason to vote for that.
What?
Boobs.
Look.
Boobert.
Spadell. Let me get Spadella on the line here for me.
Okay.
Spadella, I just explained something to Jamie. Jamie is voting. You know that, right?
Yeah.
We're going through the ballot this morning.
I'm almost done.
She's now to the actual candidates themselves.
For Congress.
Okay?
And so there's Lauren Boebert. There's Trisha Calabrese. There's Frank Atwood. I like that name. I like Frank Atwood. Yeah, I'm Frank Atwood. Hannah Goodman and Paul Noel Florino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I said, I don't really know these people, but I like the name. It sounds like strong, Frank Atwood. And he, and BJ's, no. You got to go for Boobert because we got to see her boobs.
That's not what I said.
Let me clarify.
Spadell, here's what I said. I said, if you don't vote for Boebert, then we won't see boobs and a gun in the same picture ever again. Okay? Okay. Do you want that to just go away overnight? I don't think so. I want boobs and a gun in one picture.
But she's crazy.
She is crazy.
Yeah, she's...
Like, she's... I bet Frank's normal.
When did policy matter? Hello?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Halloween, man. Woo! Halloween. The kiddos are going to be out tonight. Be careful. Be careful. That comes so easily for her. Be careful in the neighborhoods.
Wow, I heard that.
Be careful in the neighborhoods tonight. Going to be around 50 degrees. Not bad at all. Not bad for trick-or-treating today.
That's good because I thought it was going to be bitterly cold.
All right, all right. So you got one more on the ballot. So all morning long, we've been filling out Jamie's ballot.
My name is Jamie.
I was saying Spadil. Yeah. Jamie's ballot. Jamie's never voted.
Never voted.
Never voted.
This is scary. And it's a lot of work. There's like a lot of questions. And so I have one left.
All right.
One left.
Here we go.
Once
Here
I
we
put
go.
The circle in there, I am done. I'm going to put it in this envelope. And I'm going to take it to the library.
Okay, you got it. You got it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Last one on the ballot.
Okay. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning creating an exception to the right to bail for cases of murder in the first degree when proof is evident or presumption is great?
Start over.
Oh, my God.
One more time. One more time. I just got to hear it fully.
All right. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning creating an exception to the right to bail for cases of murder in the first degree when proof is evident or presumption is great?
All right. We're looking for an answer that says absolutely that if you commit murder, you should have no bail whatsoever.
That's what it's about?
Okay. Yeah, that's what it's about. Okay. Now, how do you answer this question in order to get that result?
Yeah, I know.
That's where we're stumped, okay?
Yes,
so if you can help us out here. Now, which number is that one?
This one is Amendment I.
Amendment I. Mm-hmm. Got it stumped. 51059. Again, this is Unstump the Chumps.
Yeah.
That's what we're calling it.
Yeah.
Unstump the Chumps. Mm-hmm. How would you vote on Amendment I? And remember, the goal here is that if you commit... Do you feel this way? Because it's your ballot. I'm the one talking.
No, you're fine. I'm listening.
Okay. If you commit murder on some human being, or a dog, cat, whatever. But if you commit murder, then you should not have a bail. Is that what you want?
Yeah, but what if it's like it was an accident?
Huh?
Is there ever an accidental murder?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay, fine. All right.
That's homicide.
Well, I know, but like it was
like
an accident.
Self-defense.
I know, but like there was an accident. I put cyanide.
Manslaughter.
Cyanide
it's called
in your
manslaughter.
Drink.
Yeah,
it was an accident.
No, okay, that's murder. Okay. You start doing that crap.
Okay.
That's murder.
Okay, so four or no?
Yes, keep them in jail.
Yes,
keep them in jail.
Yes. All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So I.
Okay. All right.
Yes, keep them in jail. No.
Oh, I know.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, there we go. There's the ballot.
I'm done. Yay!
Right. Man, I can't wait to vote next time.
Oh my God! You know, look, wait. I gotta show you some. I have a sticker. They gave me a sticker.
Oh, kill the music.
They gave me a sticker.
Kill the music a minute.
Look. Hold on.
You got a sticker? What's it say?
It says, "Douglas County votes. I voted.
I voted.
I'm gonna put it.
Wear it proud.
I'm gonna put it in my lapel.
I wonder if I have a sticker.
Light right there.
Yeah, you should have.
I got a sticker.
I did.
I got one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I've not mailed mine yet.
Everyone gets them.
Or drop off. I've not done the
I've never got to wear one.
Oh, man, you look good in
momentous.
That,
voting.
You know, there's
really
a couple of things I've never got to do. I've never got to have the sticker, and I've never got to have the ash on my forehead.
Yeah. Well, it's never too late.
Yeah,
never too late.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what this voting thing does for you, too? And here's what you're going to find out, Jamie.
Yeah.
That after you vote, because you've never done it before, the election becomes a little different for you. Now you're going to be watching on election night
to see
the side you pick, if that won or not.
Oh, gotcha.
It's kind of like you put money out there on a gambling bet.
Right.
But you're looking for your home team to win.
You got skin in the game.
Yeah. You got skin.
So I'm like, go Atwood. Go
Atwood.
And you're like, go Boobies.
Woo,
go
come
Boobies.
Come on, Boston. Bring it home. Yeah.
This all feels that's wrong, no, I have to tell you. Well,
it might be wrong, but we're doing it right here. All right. Get out there and vote.
BJ and Jamie.
I'd say it's the greatest Halloween song ever.
Yeah, it is a good one. Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah.
It's solid. really is.
I really
Although
can't think
Pamela
of another
Pumpkin
one.
Is pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
That's a good one. I just want to apologize to Carson and Schmidl. BJ has been in rare form, and tomorrow you two get to have them all by yourselves.
Yeah, I think I'm coming down with a cold.
What do you mean rare form? What have I done? What happened today? What did I do wrong, Spadell?
So much.
I get to leave early tomorrow, so I'll be fine.
Oh, you did?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Omaha. Yeah.
Omaha!
I'm headed to Nebraska.
Wow.
Yeah.
You playing paintball?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for World Cup, which is next week.
So it's just me and Carson?
After 9 o'clock, yes.
Listen, I told you, I feel the sniffles coming on. I'm not even coming in.
So it's just me?
Yeah.
Oh, this is your dream.
Man, it is my dream. Folks, I will do some BJ features that you've never heard before. Things that everybody here in this room always put the old kaput on. They won't let me do them. So I'll do them on my own tomorrow. You know what? Yeah, I'll have a blast.
All right.
Join me. All right, we got to go. Have fun on the trip.
Thank
tell
you.
Ralphie we said hi.
I will tell him.
Okay, let him know that we think about him all the time.
Oh, that's sweet. I will tell him.
I hope he's doing great out there, and I'm sure he is.
You know what? I think it's going to be hard to go there because, like, once I hug him, I'm not going to be able to leave.
Yeah.
You know, like, right now he's been out of mind, out of sight a little bit.
I mean,
he's like, he's doing his thing.
Yep.
But now I'm going back to, like, my kid again. I'm like, I might not come back.
Yeah. But you do have in the back of your mind that he'll be here for Thanksgiving. Too. So,
oh, that's true.
So, I mean,
ooh,
you're only
good.
Like
Thank
two
you.
Or three weeks
Thank
away.
You for reminding me
I mean,
that.
You're literally like, all right, I can deal with this for 3 weeks.
Okay, you're right.
I got to go home. Yeah, you know
okay,
what I mean?
I forgot. Yeah.
Plus, when you're around all those college kids out there, it's going to drive you nuts. Now, Ralphie's great, but boy, I'll bet you he's got some friends that are a pain in the
ass. When they're all together, that's a lot.
Yeah,
you're going to be like, man, I got to get out of here.
And he has a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh,
he does?
Yeah. Oh, sugar tits.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
Really? Is that what you call her? Oh, I like that. I like that. That's so endearing.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. It is sweet.
Yeah.
Well, sugar sweet, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. It's really sweet.
Yeah.
All right, have a great trip.
Thank you. I will.
Enjoy
you.
Your tortellini trip.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you back here. All right, we'll be here tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, and happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah!
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.